Are you adopted? Have you ever considered how the idea of adoption illustrates what God has done for us? Hi, I'm Mike Henry Sr. with Follower of One. Thanks for joining me again today on the Follower of One podcast. We're doing a series on being heirs of God, and today's passage is Romans 8:15. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. Notice the contrasts again. Fear and death and slavery are all associated with the flesh in these passages. We don't need to be subject to those things anymore. We've been adopted. But we don't often get to choose our family. Imagine the joy of being chosen, though. After being alone, isolated, and unwanted, all of a sudden someone wants you. They appreciate you. They want to help launch you and see you shine. We're all adopted by God if we follow Him. We get to call Him Dad, Abba, Father. I always wanted a boss that would be okay if I screwed up trying to do the right thing. I could be wrong, but I bet your best friends are like you. I bet they like you very much, too. We like people who like us. God not only loves you, but He likes you. He chose you. He built you. And He has a job for you. You won't get fired from it. You may get reassigned from time to time, but you won't get taken out of the game. God can use you anytime or any place. And He's just looking for people who want to follow Him so that He can put us to work. Why not ask Him to give you an assignment today? That's our challenge. We've been adopted as sons. We get to call Him Dad. He likes us and He wants to be with us. He's proud and He enjoys us. And we like hanging around people who like to be around us. We like to hang around people who like us. So let's lean into that with God. He went out of His way to choose us, to adopt us, to make us His son, and to let us call Him Dad. He's working in the world right now to give you an opportunity to step into His work. He will give you an assignment. He has a job for you. And it's not as painful as you might think. Often we think of work and job as a negative thing. But when we do what God has for us to do, we get to experience His peace and His joy. He has a calling for us. And we talk about that through our 5 daily activities. Ideas like praying for people are things that we can always do. We also can appreciate people and serve them. There are ways that we can step into this calling that God has for us in every person that we meet today. Maybe it's the person in the next cube or the guy in the car next to you that you need to be a blessing to today. Pray for them. Ask God to show you how you can be a blessing to them. And watch God put you to work. What we do because we follow Jesus matters. I often say that on this podcast. We've been adopted. God has chosen us. We've been selected. Therefore, we're free to just go for it. Today, we get to do what He would have for us to do. Let's look for ways to walk into this calling that He has for us and to be a blessing to the people around us. Thank you for being a Marketplace minister. And thank you for considering this podcast, for listening to it, and for kicking these ideas around and letting the Holy Spirit put you to work. If these podcasts or our online community are a blessing to you, please also consider making a gift to Follower of One. We're supported totally by people who benefit from our community, our podcasts, and the other things that we do. And so we want to give others the opportunity to experience this life following Jesus. We call that living on mission. If you're up to sharing a gift, head over to followerofone.org. There's a donate button in the upper right-hand corner or underneath the little hamburger menu on mobile devices. What you give will be used to help grow this ministry and to reach other people and to help believers be magnetic about the way that we live our faith in the world. remember what we do because we follow Jesus matters. Thank you for being a Marketplace minister and for listening to and sharing this podcast. I'm grateful.